SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is good to go in Michigan. The state Supreme Court refusing to consider barring him from the state's primary ballot. A lower court ruled in favor of the former president, and the state Supreme Court is allowing that decision to stand. Mr. Trump applauds the ruling, calling attempts to keep him off the ballot a pathetic gambit. Looks like 2024 will come in like a lamb across much of the country, a fairly serene scene expected by William Churchill at the National Weather Service.
It remains, you know, relatively warm compared to how cold it could be this time of year, and travel issues should be fewer on the New Year Day holiday, so that looks good. Fairly quiet the next week out through January 2nd or 3rd.
And conditions slowly improving across parts of the central and northern plains, blasted by a fierce winter storm earlier this week. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House admits to being concerned about indications that one of the world's leading state sponsors of terrorism is accelerating its quest to develop nuclear weapons.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriching uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
Visiting Mexico, Secretary of State Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas meet today with Mexican President Obrador. They'll discuss the migrant crisis. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 64 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 12 points. This is SRN News. Life is getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. The church's governing synod issued a strongly worded rebuke. This is SRN News. Multiple cases of eye drop contamination are bringing demands for action.
Repeated recalls of eye drops are drawing new attention to the limited powers U.S. regulators have to oversee medical products made overseas. Unlike prescription drugs, eye drops and other over-the-counter products don't get preliminary review by the Food and Drug Administration. In the case of two eye drop recalls earlier this year, FDA inspectors had never previously visited the plants in India. In both cases, when FDA inspectors arrived on site, they found dangerous conditions. Keith Peters reporting.
With the Republican primaries just around the corner, a new poll finds party members aren't sure that votes in the presidential nominating contest will be counted accurately. Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the primary will be accurate. That according to a new AP-NORC poll. More details, SRNNews.com.